From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama is meeting with leaders of key European countries and Germany on Friday to discuss an array of security and economic challenges facing the transatlantic partners. Mr. Obama then heads to Peru later Friday for his final Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation meeting, during a time when the head of the forum is expressing concern about the U.S. President-elect's campaign promises of backing away from the Trans-Pacific Partnership and renegotiating the North American Free Trade Agreement.
It is a concern, of course. My reference to President Trump is what I believe is the best for America and for the entrepreneurs and the citizens of the state. We are worried, of course, about the U.S. Dropping out of the Pacific Alliance, which is, I believe, very important for all members.
Trump has made it clear that he is hostile to the kind of free trade deals that tend to be the focus of the annual Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum. U.S. President-elect Trump is meeting with key advisors and candidates for top jobs in his upcoming administration. Trump plans to meet this weekend with former Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney, a critic of Trump during the campaign, who is reported to be in line to be Secretary of State. Trump met in New York with his first foreign visitor, Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, on Thursday. Mr. Abe called his talks with Trump really cordial. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov is portraying his country's airstrikes in Syria as limited, amid following reports on Thursday of heavy casualties in the eastern part of the country. The Russian diplomat spoke to reporters on the sidelines of the APEC summit in Peru following a private meeting with U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry.
We talked about every aspect of Aleppo. Prime Minister says there isn't bombing. Is that accurate?
Yeah, we are only, our Air Force and the Syrian Air Force only work in the provinces of Idlib and Homs to prevent the ISIL who might be leaving Mosul from getting to Syria.
Syrian activists and rescue workers said airstrikes in Aleppo killed more than 20 people on Thursday amid a major Syrian and Russian offensive in opposition-held areas of the country. The World Health Organization is warning that a global influenza pandemic remains a real threat despite progress made over the past 10 years in increasing the worldwide supply of flu vaccines. Lisa Schlein reports.
In 2006, the World Health Organization acknowledged that countries around the world were ill-prepared to tackle an influenza pandemic. Marie-Paul Kini is the WHO's Assistant Director General for Health Systems and Innovation. She says the world has come a long way in preparing for a flu pandemic.
We are certainly better prepared for an influenza pandemic than we were 10 years ago.
The flu season in the Northern Hemisphere is set to start in December, peak in late January, and run its course by April or May. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Eight people accused of operating a recruitment cell for the Islamic State group are in custody in Pakistan. Authorities say counterterrorism forces arrested the men in an operation in Lahore. An official statement Thursday said authorities also seized mobile phones, laptops, and ISIS propaganda material. The detainees were allegedly recruiting young men to send them illegally to Syria via Afghanistan and Iran. Ex-Philippine dictator Ferdinand Marcos was buried with military honors Friday at the Cemeteries of Heroes in Manila over the objection of Philippine human rights victims of the Marcos dictatorship. The Philippine Supreme Court ruled last week that Marcos could be buried at the cemetery. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte approved the burial of the former dictator, disregarding the opposition's rejection. And police in Melbourne, Australia say a man walked into a bank Friday, allegedly set himself on fire, injuring 27 other people, some with serious burns. No word on a motive. In Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.